This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
To Beat Mix, and it's time to whack him instead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's Wacky Wednesday.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
For some reason, I thought it was a Thursday, and I was going to turn down for that.
I'm glad you're really paying attention.
Yeah. Well, it's been that kind of day, and we'll have to see if maybe Steve will get whacked today or not.
Whack it.
Yeah. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Josh in Arlington to take you on. Josh, are you there?
All right.
All right. All right,
yeah.
Steve. Get out of here.
For those
playing at home, Josh will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Josh, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
No hawks.
Nice. Frank Herbert, author of the Dune series, was born in which Pacific Northwest city?
Portland?
No.
Seattle?
No.
Olympia?
No. What 2 snacks are mentioned in Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and hot dog?
No.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack?
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did the first Frozen movie come out?
2010?
No.
2011?
No.
2012?
No. Paul Pierce was a known professional at what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. The food chain Chipotle was founded in what decade?
90s?
Yes. Musician Drake is from which Canadian city?
Toronto.
Yes. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of what number?
10?
No.
100?
No.
1,000?
No. In poker, what is the second strongest hand you can get?
4 of a kind.
No.
Straight flush?
Yeah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
Not too shabby.
Nope. Right down
not
there in the
great.
Middle. Exactly. You're not great. You're not terrible.
I mean, whatever.
There were questions and some were answered.
Yeah.
Things occurred.
Yeah.
And now Steve is back.
Hello.
He is.
I don't know if he's ready for whacking, but...
Oh, boy. I'm tired.
Whacking.
Are you?
Yes.
You were up late, maybe, watching an exciting game?
I don't know. Maybe.
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
Frank Herbert, author of the Dune series, was born in which Pacific Northwest city?
Oh, Seattle?
No.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bellevue.
No.
Bellingham.
No.
Spokane?
No. What 2 snacks?
Portland?
No. What 2 snacks are mentioned in Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes. What year of the early 2010s did the first Frozen movie come out?
2011?
No.
2010?
No.
2012?
No.
Oh.
Paul Pierce was a well-known professional at what sport?
Basketball.
Yes. The food chain Chipotle was founded in which decade?
The 1990s.
Yes. Musician Drake is from which Canadian city?
Toronto.
Yes. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of what number?
13?
Yes. In poker, what is the second strongest hand you can get?
A royal flush.
No.
Cards above cards.
No.
That's it.
A moneymaker.
No. Nick Carter was a member of which boy band?
The Carter Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Ugh.
How many moons does Mercury have?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
No.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win, Steve. 6-5.
Hey, sorry, Josh.
You. Squeaked by.
You're simply the best. Not one by
the duster. No, I
guess what happened there.
Yeah. He screamed. His phone sucks. The end.
Yep.
Now, the early 2010s year that Frozen came out, you basically said everything but the right one.
2013.
Right? Yep, exactly. Josh did know that the second strongest hand you can get in poker is the straight flush.
Straight flush.
Yes.
Royal is the first, the best hand, Steve.
Exactly.
So you were close.
Hey, at least I got something right.
I know.
Yeah. Well, not really, but I said a thing.
You've got one of those three answers you gave was exactly a thing.
I said a thing.
Does anybody want to fashion a guess how many moons Mercury has?
I didn't really know they had moons, so I'm going to say none.
You would be correct then.
Oh, you son of a... Damn it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so,
And then finally, Frank Herbert, author of the Dune series, was born in which Pacific Northwest city?
I'm going to Ken Jennings this.
Okay.
I'm going to say Boise.
No. Why would you Ken Jennings with Boise?
Well, because of the fact you said Pacific Northwest city,
mm-hmm.
and we said Seattle, we said Portland,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you would have said like a state. You know what I mean? And so that's why I went with the Ken Jennings answer.
Okay.
Because Pacific Northwest, maybe it would have been too easy if you said, what, Idaho City? Because we said the big three.
Chimicum.
So I'm going to ask, should we know this about him if it's not one of the big three?
You should know this.
Is it Tacoma?
It is Tacoma.
I knew it was Tacoma because Rev, like he's from there.
That's so your
like,
Ken Jennings right there.
See, you Ken Jennings the wrong way with that one.
I did.
Wow, it's important to the guy asking the question.
Well, exactly. He said Pacific Northwest City, so I guess that's what threw me off, but it was not bad. If you said what's Washington City, I probably would have gone with Seattle, Tacoma, and then you would have had to figure it out.
I was hoping for something even more random just to see BJ go down the toilet. Like Kirkland.
Hump Tulips,
yes.
Oh, if it would have been Hump Tulips, I would have actually absolutely done that one.
Port Townsend.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your win, Steve.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.